We are young people who have to deal with way out or suicidal thoughts. There are many difficulties that arise. One of them that concerns many of us is that the way out thoughts sometimes don't leave us easily, and that can bring fears that those who support us may find it difficult to continue to do so. As one of us has said, I do have a lot of supportive friends, some with problems like me. But because suicidal thoughts don't go away, it can get hard to talk. It can be so annoying and it can get repetitive for those who care for me. I worry they won't continue to support me. And another concern is that asking us to live can be like asking us to move a mountain. Life doesn't feel worth it for the amount I have to give in order to get somewhere. With the amount of work I'm going to have to put in, the mountain feels too tall. It's like having bloodied feet and having to keep walking. My back is tired, my shoulders are always sore. I don't know which way to go. It feels like the chaos symbol, but the other way around. Instead of everything going out, everything goes inwards through each other and intersects. The voices, the thoughts, the ideas. I feel like I'm missing things. Like instead of a soul, I have a hole in my chest. Asking me to live is like asking me to move a mountain. The following words offer just some of the ways we are dealing with way out thoughts, despite all the immense difficulties they can bring, and the mountains that have to be climbed.